It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When devastating events occur like the bombings in Boston, people often turn to their faith leaders for support. But where do the faith leaders turn for guidance? 90.5 WESA reporter Deanna Garcia was looking into that question, speaking with Pittsburgh clergy about the resources they turn to in moments of crisis. Deanna Garcia joins us in Studio A. Good day.
Hello.
So which clergy did you speak with, and what did they have to say?
Well, I spoke with the Executive and General Minister Sheldon Sorga of the Pittsburgh Presbytery. He says making sure pastors and faith leaders have somewhere to turn during times like this is critical because, as you stated, especially during times of crisis, congregants often turn to their faith leaders. And since congregation sizes vary, one pastor can end up fielding a lot from many different people.
And so where do pastors in the presbytery turn?
They turn, they have several options, and it's not just for guidance, but also for counsel. And, you know, I mean, they need someone to talk to as well sometimes. One of their options, Sorga says, is they can turn to an immediate supervisor in the church system or go to him for counsel, which he says is a pretty similar process in any church organization. They can go to a supervisor. But with that option, there is the chance that what's disclosed could end up on a pastor's official record, which could cause some apprehension for confidentiality. There's a so-called PEEL team. That stands for Pastors Encouraging and Listening. Through that, a pastor can call on the counsel of a retired pastor. There are up to 20 in the program, and they keep the meetings between themselves and the acting pastor completely confidential. There are also colleague groups, and that's what we'd think of probably as a support group type setting. And they're groups of between 8 and 12 pastors. They gather monthly to discuss issues facing them and their communities. You know, it's just fellow pastors encouraging one another, listening to one another, and praying.
I understand that you also heard from the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. What did they have to say?
They also provide what we'd think of as a support group for priests. A spokesman for the diocese says there are things in place for bishops as well, higher counsel for them to seek and whatnot. There are also spiritual directors within the church, confessors available for priests to talk to. So they also have a lot of places to turn.
And this, I'm sure, is eye-opening for a number of people who are seeking spiritual guidance, that the people to whom they turn also need people to turn to during weeks like this with several national incidents. So the question is, do faith leaders have to contend with increased stress?
Yes. You know, talking with Sheldon Sorga of the Presbytery, of course, people turn to their faith leaders all the time. You know, that's what they're there for. They're there for counsel. But during times of crisis, people really do turn to them, especially for answers, which, of course, nobody really has the answers. And so they do need to seek counsel and guidance and figure out how to talk with their congregants.
WESA reporter Deanna Garcia looking into the issue of faith leaders getting support during stressful times. Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.